Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. As always, I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm very excited about Jeffrey Zabar being back on the show. Jeff is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He's our micropreneur expert. He is the Chief Home Officer. Jeff, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me, Jim. Always great to be with you.
It's good to have you back. You know, Jeff, we've been... This has been a particularly tough winter for a lot of the United States. I don't know about the rest of the world, but there was a day, what was it, a couple of weeks ago, when every one of the when there was snow in every one of the 48 contiguous United States. I think it was one day where every state reported snow somewhere, and some states, as you know, reported lots of snow, and it seems like people. I've been wondering why more people are staying home. I remember times years and years ago, and decades ago, when no one stayed home. Students didn't stay home. Colleges didn't let out. And people went to work in businesses.
Can you hear me?
People went to work in businesses. Are you there, Jeff? Yeah. And people went to work in businesses even regardless of how much snow there was.
Right.
And I've been wondering why there's more people, why we're missing work more now with the weather. And I wonder if it's because we have the ability to not have to go in. We have the ability to telework during bad weather. What do you think?
Well, yeah, I mean, telework can be the great mitigator when it comes to otherwise lost productivity born from weather, you know, related issues or the like. I mean, any number of things can say, hey, now's a great time to telework. But when you can't get on the subway, if you can't drive in your car, if you can't walk safely to your workplace, although walking is not as much an issue.
Right.
New York City, my sister lives in Brooklyn. She works in Manhattan. The subway wasn't running out to Brooklyn the day after that really big snowstorm they had about Christmas time. She worked from home, and she loved it. She has her laptop. She can get onto the network. You know, you combine the concept of telework with cloud computing, the ability to access data and applications from anywhere via the internet, there's no reason that more people can't just say, okay, I can't come in today because of the weather or because I'm not feeling well or I have a sick child at home or any number of things. But these, you know, telework is the great mitigator for, again, what would otherwise be lost productivity born from weather or other situations.
Well, and there are the emergency situations, there are the temporary situations, and then there are the permanent situations. The weather obviously is an emergency. There are temporary things where somebody needs to go work somewhere for a week or two on the job, perhaps, you know, go be assigned somewhere. And then the third example I was giving is where an employee is actually given the ability to work from home.
I
have one of those. I have a teleworker. I'm drinking. You know, I've been talking about this, Jeff. You and I've been talking about teleworking for a long time. You wrote a book on the topic, and teleworking and telecommuting, and so, I mean, I've been talking about this since the last decade. I mean, the last century, and so finally, you know, there came a time when I had to put my money where my mouth was, so to speak. And so we have a teleworker. Serious vendor partners, one of our main developers for our online work, lives in Estonia. He moved to Estonia.
Right.
He used to be in the United States, and he moved over there, and we haven't missed a beat. Now,
well, there's a joke when you're trying to get, you know, work done for your website. Oh, call the Russians, and that means there's a lot of development work going on overseas. And it might be in a development farm somewhere where there's a bunch of people toiling away, but it very well could be, you know, somebody in a home office somewhere, as we see that growing, you know, internationally as well as stateside, the level of growth that's going on with telework. And it really does It does work well if you have the right mindset to make it happen.
You have to have the management mindset, but you also have to have the equipment.
Well, the equipment's key. I mean, whether it's a laptop, generally speaking, for a formal telework program, you don't want to send Bob or Sue home to work on the family computer. You don't want to have the potential kids are going to get into files. You don't want to have the potential that viruses that might be sort of lurking on the computer might be uploaded to the server, although you generally, office computers have much greater security than a home computer may. But you want to make sure that if you're going to go with a formal telework program, you want to outfit that person, provision them correctly. So they have broadband at home. They have either a company-issue laptop or a company-issue desktop that they are then forbidden to download any non-work-related or sanctioned applications or software.
And you have to really be specific and maybe even put it in writing about what the practices are that you expect when they're at home. Nobody else uses it. Nobody, no kids or no other family members get to use that computer. You know, Jeff, in the last, I'm going to say 8 years, I'm just thinking only just in terms of when the laptops have really taken off. I'm going to say maybe the last 8 or 9 years, we probably bought two computers a year, maybe something like that. And of those, two of them have been desktops, and all the rest have been laptops with docking stations.
Right.
That's all I use besides my besides my smartphone and my iPad. But those and again, those are other things. I mean the tablets are getting strong now, Jeff. They're no longer just web. They're becoming more than just web surfing devices and app devices. They're becoming more tools, and you're going to see more hybrids, something that's a little more like a computer, a little less like a tablet, but not quite, but a little more powerful than a tablet.
Well, I've used an HP tablet for probably the better part of 4 or 5 years. It's one that has a touch screen on it, it's a full laptop. But the screen pivots and flaps down so that you can use a stylus to do all your keyboard entry with Graffiti, which is a handwritten type of language. It translates into text, or by touching the pad with the stylus, pushing the button.
Right.
So
Jeff, as we wrap up this segment, the technology's there. The requirement is probably there more than you know, meaning your business could benefit from teleworking. The question is, have you evolved as a manager to be able to allow something like that to happen? So human beings are kind of the lagging indicator, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
About output, not hours put.
Give us your website, please, Jeff.
www.chiefhomeofficer.com.
Great job, Jeff. Quick break. Stay with us. We'll be right back. It's 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.